जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रमन तेरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद् भागवतम की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम ज्ञानतमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपा सिंधुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदिरेत् मुखं करोति वाचलं पंगुलं हयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्द माधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम् So today we will hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 17, Text number 29, on the subject matter, description of the Varnashram system. So I will give brief class because I have to go, I have to leave soon, but I will give for 15-20 minutes.
will hear at least Bhagavatam. Whatever is spoken by Vyasadev, that is very important.
So, Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shushru Samana Acharya. Sado Pasita Nichabat. Yan Swayasana Sthanai. Nati Dure Kritanjali.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
While engaged in serving the spiritual master, one should remain as a humble servant. Thus, when the guru is walking, the servant should humbly walk behind. When the guru lies down to sleep, the servant should also lie down nearby. And when the guru has awakened, the servant should sit near him, massaging his lotus feet and rendering other similar services. When the guru is sitting down on his asana, the servant should stand nearby with folded hands, awaiting the guru's order. In this way, one should always worship the spiritual master.
Ebam brita guru kule basad bhoga vivarjitaha vidya samapyate yavat vibhrat vratam akhanditam. We'll read another verse because this is no purport.
Until the student has completed his Vedic education, he should remain engaged in ashram of the spiritual master, should remain completely free of material sense gratification, and should not break his vow of celibacy, brahmacharya. This verse describes the upakurban brahmachari who enters grihastha ashram or family life after completing his Vedic education. The word ebam brita indicates that although one may eventually marry and become prominent in society as an intellectual, politician or businessman, during student life one must remain over that false prestige as a humble servant of the bona fide spiritual master. The Naistik Brahmachari who never marries is described in the following verse. So, this chapter describes about Varnasram. As all of you know, we have four varna and four ashram. Out of four ashram, there is one ashram called Brahmachari ashram. This verse deals about Brahmachari ashram and specifically how Brahmachari behaves to his spiritual master. This Brahmachari ashram is the foundation of our whole human life. That's what has been described here, that each and every person must spend some time in ashram. That was a common practice in previous ages. People, they go to Gurukul. Then, after getting graduation, then they go to their normal life. But one advantage was that time, nowadays people cannot afford, because that time the education was such molded in such a way, after getting that education in your Gurukul, you go, when you get graduation, then you can manage your life, your livelihood and everything. That time education system was like that. So nowadays, neither are educational institutions like Gurukul Ashram, nor if you stay in Gurukul, apparently it becomes difficult when they get graduation to cope up with this material world. But still we have seen with our Gurukul in ISKCON, there many Gurukul graduates, they are doing very good also in their life. The point is whatever path you may take,
you must spend some time
in Guru Ashram. That is the reason why we are encouraging now in India the sabbatical training, and in UK also. So that after you finish your education, before you get a job, at least 1 year, 6 months, you stay in ashram. That is how the Buddhist people, countries, they also do like that. I have heard, I don't know whether they do it nowadays or not, but one time, every person must go and stay for some time in monastery. Even if king's son also has to go. The rich man or poor man, in one part of her life, you have to learn how to sleep on the floor, how to stand in line to go to bathroom. All these things, no? You have to go through this experience of the life. Your life will be more pakka, more perfect. Just like in Europe, any of you are from Europe? All Americans, one Europe. I have heard in Italy, different places, that government, 2 years, you must go military. Right? Is that 2 years you must go military or some social activities you have to do? So if you are forced to do 2 years military activities, why not 1 year in ashram? What is the problem? So your life will be more perfect. So, in Varnashram ashram, the brahmachari period is very, very important. That is the foundation of your future. Whether you remain brahmachari whole life or you get into grihastha life. One who has a perfect brahmachari life, he can become a perfect grihastha. And what is grihastha life? Grihastha life is a life preparation for taking sannyas. That is grihastha life. You are preparing to take sannyas. So in this way, varnashram dharma is very nicely created, put into place, how to elevate us to a level so that we will be completely detached from material activities. So as I said, varnashram dharma, then brahmachari. The brahmachari is serving guru. Of course, not only brahmachari serving guru, whether brahmachari, grihastha, banapasa, everybody they serve their guru. And this brahmachari ashram is for anybody. But when you think about devotional life, bhakti, it's in every process, whether karma kanda, jnana, dhyana, bhakti, the guru play a very most integral role, the life of the sadhak. But for bhakti specifically, it's very, very important. Very, very important. So why? It's like karma kanda. Karma kanda, your guru is Brahman. Brahman will come, do yajna for you, do shraddha, marriage ceremony, karma kanda. Then Brahman will take dakshina, go to his house, disciple goes to his house. After that, no connection. In jnana kanda also, same thing. The guru will give you jnana. Then through jnana, guru is Bhagavan, you become also Bhagavan. So what is guru-disciple relationship there? No relationship. Both become Bhagavan. So no guru-disciple. In dhyana yoga, same thing. In dhyana yoga, you approach a guru. Guru will teach you ashtanga yoga paddhati. Then guru will go to one cave. Disciple goes to another cave. No connection.
But bhakti is different. Bhakti is different. Bhakti is completely depend upon Guru. One thing is bhakti is not a mechanical training. Just like karmakanda is ceremonial. Or dhyana, a mechanical process, you can learn how to do yoga process. But bhakti is not a mechanical process. Or you cannot achieve the goal of bhakti by following some process very mechanically. One may practice everything in bhakti, but if he does not have the mercy of sadhu guru, then he cannot progress. So guru's mercy is very important in bhakti, because so how we get bhakti? Not by our mechanical process, not by reading books, not by giving big, big lectures, not by your intelligence. Nayam atma prabhachana labhya na medhaya na bahuna srutena. By reading many literatures, by your intelligence, by giving class, spiritual classes, one cannot understand God. So bhakti is very independent. Bhakti is not controlled by anything. Bhakti bhagavat bhakta sangana parijayate. Bhakti is there within the heart of the pure devotees. So bhakti gets transformed from the heart of pure devotees to his disciple. So that is very, very important. To please Guru, to please Guru is very important. Because, as I said, bhakti is called transcendental knowledge. This transcendental knowledge, it is not some material knowledge that we can go to school, college, university. Professor will come, write on blackboards, give speech, then you understand everything. When you go to school, college, university, you understand things. How you understand things? You understand subject matter by your brain. Yes? If somebody is doing good study, nice result, oh, he's a very brainy boy. And somebody is not doing in education, he's a brainless fellow. He has no brain. So material knowledge, you can understand through brain. But spiritual knowledge, through what? Through heart. Dibhagyan, every day we are chanting. Dibhagyan, Hridya Prakashita. Isn't it? Dibhagyan, Hridya Prakashita, not Dibhagyan, Brain Prakashita. Then manifest in the brain. So that's why we are too dependent upon Guru. Yes. And bhakti is very depending upon Guru. Doesn't matter, you don't read any books, no philosophical understand. Still, you can go back to Godhead. Simply, Guru's mercy means what? Sometimes you go, sometimes devotees go, oh, Maharaj, give me your mercy. How, what? Maharaj has mercy in the cupboard or what? They'll put into envelope, give 1 kilo mercy, 2 kilo mercy. 1 or 2 pounds mercy like that. So getting mercy means, we please Guru. When Guru and devotees are pleased for anything, doesn't matter. They should feel happy with you. Mercy flows. By seeing you, you look very beautiful. Your Guru said, oh, such a nice boy. You behave very nicely. Oh, such a well-behaved boy. Whatever way, they feel bliss, ananda. Then immediately mercy flows. Our Raghunath Das Goswami, it has been described. When Raghunath Das Goswami was a small boy in Chandpur, Haridas Thakur used to visit that village. He used to walk chanting his rounds. Then sometimes you'd see Raghunath Das. Then, oh, such a nice boy. He was very pleased. Whatever we do, our behavior, our way of talking, our service mood. Anyway, guru pleased happiness means the transcendental knowledge manifests. Just by reading some books, preparing to give a good lecturer, nayam atma pravachana labhya. Absolute truth cannot be understood by giving good lectures, learning more verses, not necessarily. That's why we depend very much. Bhakti, Bhagavat, Bhakta Sangana Parijayate. When we associate with pure devotees, with a spiritual master, by pleasing Dibya Jnana Hidya Prakasa, it will manifest within the heart. We will understand. Something you will understand by hearing, something you will understand without hearing. The Guru is there in two forms. Krishna has manifested himself. Jibbe sakhyat nahitate guru chaitya rupe. Sikhya guru hai Krishna mahantasa rupe. Lord Krishna has manifested himself as two guru. One is chaitya guru, Paramatma. Another is sikhya guru, who is teaching you the knowledge of the absolute truth by hearing. And if you are sincere, without hearing also you will understand. Yes. That's why it has been stated, disciples are more important than guru. It has been stated, you can get many gurus, but you cannot get a qualified disciple. Many qualified gurus may be available, but qualified disciples are very rare to find qualified disciples. So that's why the disciples' business is more important than guru's business. As Prabhupada has described, as Krishna Arjuna has told, Shishyastaham Sadhimang Tang Prapanne, the first qualification criteria of one disciple should be, should approach a guru, Shishyastaham Sadhimang Tang Prapanne, Krishna did not give any instruction until Arjuna say, I am a fool. You rule me. Sadhimantang, I surrender, you ruling upon me, you chastise me. But if disciples are very sentimental, so guru cannot chastise. You chastise me, I'll run away. So guru has to always appease us, stay here, counseling. No. Disciples should be always prepared to be chastised by guru. Disciple has to give full independence to guru for everything and chastise. So that depends on disciple, not upon guru. Disciples behave in such a way, guru is always reluctant to chastise, then how things will happen? So it depends. So disciple plays a great role. Sometimes disciple role is so great. Usually we are trying to get a bona fide guru. That is our goal, to get a bona fide guru. We are searching for a bona fide guru. But gurus are also trying to get a bona fide disciple. Gurus, they feel their life is successful. Just like when Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Navadip, Mukunda took Gadadhar Pandit. He likes Sadhu Sangha. Gadadhar has a lot of respect, but then he's some Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He's wearing silk cloth, all scented oil, chewing pan, betel nut. All ladies are fanning him. Then Gadadhar is thinking, oh, what kind of sadhu he is? This is very luxurious life he's maintaining. So Mukunda, by seeing Gadadhar, could understand. But Gadadhar doesn't understand the position of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So to manifest who is Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Mukunda chanted a nice verse from Bhagavatam. Aho bakiyam stana kalakutam. And as soon as Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this verse from Bhagavatam, he jumped up. Because so much ecstasy. He's jumping, pulling his hair, tearing his cloth, breaking his chandeliers, throwing her spittoon, his golden spittoon to the chewing pan. Every few moments, the whole house was a big mess. Then Godadhar felt very bad. Wow, such a great devotee. But I doubted. Great offense I have committed. So how to become free from the offenses? Then Godadhar Pandit decided that I must take initiation. Because Guru never takes offense of disciples. Because if Guru takes offense of disciples, that living and it is finished. There is no hope. Guru rushtahale, and Krishna rushtahale, Guru rakhivare pare. Guru rushtahale, Krishna rakhivare nare. If Krishna become angry, then Guru can protect. If Guru is dissatisfied and angry, Krishna cannot protect. So Guru always very concerned that he doesn't become dissatisfied with his disciples. So Gadadhar Pandit, that I'll take initiation, he told Mukunda that I am taking initiation. Then when Mukunda told Pundarika Vidyanidhi that Gadadhar wants to take diksha from you, oh, I am so fortunate. The Guru is thinking I am very fortunate that I will get a disciple like Gadadhar. No. Guru feels that my life is successful. You understand? Prabhu, you understand the importance of disciple? A disciple, Guru is thinking my life is successful. I got a disciple like this. So this kind of disciples, that's why tadvidhi pranipatana pariprasnana sevaya upatekchanti dejyanam jnanina sattvadarsinah. The tattvadarsi will manifest tadvidhi pranipatana pariprasnana, humbly, submissively asking questions. These are the qualities. Eagerly hearing from Guru, the transcendental knowledge that manifests Dibya Jnana Hridya Prakashita. So in this way we see how our role as disciple is very, very important. A perfect disciple can become a perfect Guru. If you hear perfectly, then only you can speak perfectly. If you're dozing, sleeping, then you can't be good speaker. That's why when Balaram came, Romoharsan Rishi was giving Puran class, Puran path. Balaram came, all Muni Rishis were hearing Purans from Romoharsan. The Romoharsan did not get up from Vyasasan, the Baladev tossed a kusha grass and killed him. This fellow doesn't understand. I am coming, you are getting up. Everybody got up. Then all rishis started to cry. What will happen now? We are hearing Puranas. Now who will speak of Purana first? Then Baladeva said, that father, son, there is no difference. So Ramaharsan died. Then his son was put for speaking Bhagavat. What is his son's name? Ugrasrava. What is Ugrasrava means? Means hearing. Ugra means very attentively hearing. Ugrasrava. Romoharsana. His father is Romoharsana. When he speaks katha, Bhagavat katha, you know, hair stand on end. So eloquently listened. That is his name is Romoharsana. Roma means hairs. And his son was like that. Hearing. Father was good speaker, son was the best audience. Hearing. Ugra Srava, Ugra. Very attentively, Srava means hearing. So hearing is very, very important. Yes. If we take instructions of a Guru to the heart, taking Prabhupada took, Prabhupada did not get so much association of Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhguru Prabhupada. He has many, many disciples staying so close to him, so close, secretary, years that close to Guru. Prabhupada in the comparison to nothing he got. Not so much association, but he got association through his instruction. He took so seriously. instructions. This all mercy he received of Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. Staying close to Guru. Guru Sangha does not even just stay close to him. Prabhupada, once one disciple asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are always traveling. We don't get your association. No. Prabhupada said, what do you mean by association? You think association means just sit next to me? That is my association? And one mosquito is sitting on Prabhupada's body. Prabhupada said, the mosquito, is mosquito is getting my association? Or is he biting and drinking my blood? So don't think he, association, Guru Asuja sat next to him. Guru's Asuja through instructions. Just like there is some description. There is one Guru, he told his disciple, he told his disciple that, what do you eat? He said, I go beg house to house and I eat. Did I tell you to beg house to house and eat? I have given instruction for that. Oh no, Gurudev, I will not beg anymore. So he went back. The next time he came back, what are you doing? What are you eating? No, I don't beg anymore. I sit in one place. Anybody comes, gives me, then I eat. Then the Gurudev, did I tell you to do like that? Sitting in one place and waiting, oh, he's putting on my plate, he's not putting on my plate. What is this business? Okay, Gurudev, I will not do anymore. Like this was going, then at one moment, you look so healthy still. What are you drinking? No, I don't. I just go, somebody milking cows, I drink little milk. Milk is meant for calves. Why you drink it? Okay, Gurudev, I will not drink anymore. Next time again, he said, what are you eating? Still look very healthy. No, after cow, drink milk. The form I take. Did I instruct you? Is my instruction to you? Okay, Gurudev, I will not do that anymore. Then disciple went and he did not come back that night. The guru's wife told, please go. What happened to our disciple? He did not come back. Something happened, please look for him. Then guru went searching, calling his disciple's name. The disciple responded, oh yes, Gurudev, Gurudev, I am here, I am here. Then Gurudev went searching, searching, searching. The disciple had fallen into a ditch. Hey, what happened to you? And disciple said, because you said whatever I was eating, you said, why I am eating? So I stopped eating, stopped eating, stopped eating. Then I ate some fruit in this forest, I become blind. Then I fell into this ditch. When Guru heard this, he became so pleased, just see what a sincere. Then what happened? He was blind, he could not see anything material, but all spiritual truths revealed to him. These truths did not reveal to him by reading books, by memorizing verses, by giving big, big lectures. They're simply pleasing Guru, everything happens. That's why Shastra says, Guru Devata Atma. Accept Guru as your life and soul, Atma, is worshipful Lord. Then transcendental knowledge manifests. So there are different kinds of disciples. There are three kinds of disciples, Prabhupada say. There are one kind of disciples, oh, Gurudev, Gurudev, always they will be around the Gurudev. No. Then Gurudev will say, okay, please, can you go and do these things? Then he will go and not come back anymore. They are known as rocket firecracker disciples. You know rockets? You shoot into the sky, not come back. The firecrackers disciples, rocket disciples, one kind of disciple. Then next, other kind of disciples, whatever Guru will order, he'll follow it. But first class disciple, before Guru order, also, he knows what Guru wants. Guru not necessary to tell. Before Guru says, he knows this is Guru. So Guru-disciple relationship is so intense. They become like one. Guru desire, the disciples desire. That's what Prabhupada is saying. The devotee means that your desire is the desire of Krishna's desire. Your desire when it come in one line, that is devotion. Krishna wants you to suffer, you suffer. It is devotion.
What of Krishna? Krishna's desire, our desire. Guru's desire and our desire. It is perfection. So in this way, a disciple life will be perfected. Guru will understand disciple very much. Sometimes understanding, Guru will not chastise disciple. He knows he is not qualified to be chastised. Guru will be very, very careful. No? If disciple doesn't give that independence to chastise. So in this way, by developing a service mood to the spiritual master, what I was telling at the beginning, in bhakti life is very, very essential. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, dhyana is okay. You need mercy. In India, childhood time, we are so respectful to our teachers, school teachers also. Teachers also, that time, very good quality. Very good integrity. When people, the girls, they learn dance. They learn sangeet. They learn harmonium, tabla. They have so much respect for their guru. The girls, they dance. The guru, when they'll dance, they can't properly step, they'll beat on the stick. Nowadays, it'll be child abuse case. But the girls will be happy with that. Then they say, you don't feel pain. No, Maharaj, they say, till now also, they say, Maharaj, if we, our guru, they will not beat on our leg, then we can learn nicely dancing. So they take it as granted. That was relationship, will be chastised. No, but nowadays, world is different. You can't be chastised anymore. You can't chastise your children. You can't chastise your disciples. It will give opposite result then. So what Vedic lifestyle was like that. No, you have to please your guru, serve sincerely. Then that flows. As I said, the bhakti flows from heart to heart. Guru, why it means ebam parampara praptam? It's from guru disciple succession means that bhakti devi could transform from heart to heart. Bhakti will transform. Okay, so I have to go now. Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So I came from Mayapur just after Narasingha Chaturdashi. So this year Narasingha Abhishek oil, I have little bit. So you can take Narasingha and smell it.